Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
I do want to take you to Clive Palmer. Queensland Nickel now set to stand trial over emissions. And, of course, there's ongoing financial strife there. Now, the Queensland Treasurer, Curtis Pitt, I think has taken a very sensible, rational approach to all of this. Just have a listen to what he had to say today.
Most people would expect that Mr. Palmer should pull out all stops to ensure that he is using his broader wealth and his broader business empire to ensure that this plant remains open. That would be our expectation. And, of course, we hope that that is the case because, clearly, we don't want to see people in the Townsville region being put onto the unemployment scrap heap close to Christmas or any time for that matter.
Yeah, Curtis Pitt, for that response, you get a B+. You don't get an A+. And the reason for it is that you can't necessarily expect that Clive Palmer will use his cash to keep the plant open, right? So that's where you actually lose marks, because if he wants to close it, if it's losing money, that's his business, all right? Even though there's 600 jobs on the line. Where you are right, however, and where you get the B+, is because Clive Palmer should not be coming to you as the Queensland Treasurer to get you to put your hand in your pocket to try and keep the plant open. So B+, Curtis, for that one. Let's go to his second quote today. Here's Curtis Pitt, the Queensland Treasurer, again.
We have got to be very cautious as a government, as I say, about providing direct assistance to a private firm because, of course, as people can appreciate, that may well set some kind of a precedent if there are other companies in the future seeking such support.
Yeah, Curtis Pitt, A+ for that one. That's absolutely right. You can't suddenly be saying we're going to bail out this particular company, because otherwise every company from every small chicken shop that decides to go broke for whatever reason couldn't come to you and put their hand in your pocket to say, hang on, you bailed out Clive Palmer, why won't you bail me out? That's absolutely 100% correct. But so long as you are consistent with that, then you are reasonable in that attitude. There is no doubt about that. Let's now go to Paul Garvey from the Australian newspaper. He's been following this. Paul, can you just explain this latest issue, which goes back to last year in regards to the emissions over which Queensland Nickel, Clive Palmer's business, is going to stand trial?
Yeah, that's right. That's what we've found out today, is that, yeah, there will be a trial into that. Relates back to the emissions of, I guess, what's been described in some quarters as toxic sludge. It's also been called contaminated water. Pick a euphemism, really. But it's just a reminder that this refinery does have some pretty big environmental impacts that need to be maintained, and which also takes some money to be contained. And there's not exactly much money around in that business right now.
There's a really funny thing here. Is this fair dinkum that Clive Palmer asked the Queensland government for a $40 million bailout?
Absolutely seems to be. What we heard in court over here this week was that he wanted $48 million from the Chinese. The court threw that out, and the next stop appears to have been the Queensland government looking for some cash to keep the refinery going.
But Paul, you and I both know that what was happening in Western Australia about trying to get money out of his Chinese iron ore partners had absolutely nothing to do with the Queensland Nickel refinery. I mean, the two are separate businesses, poles apart, not related. So how on earth they possibly went to the Western Australian court and argued that beggars belief in many ways?
I guess the answer to that is that it only took an hour for the judge to come back and dismiss the application. It didn't get much traction in court. CITIC certainly argued hard that it had nothing to do with them, that they sympathised with the workers up there, but it's not their responsibility. I think most people can see the logic in that.
So here's the other thing also. Can you tell me what sort of likely penalties could be imposed? Have you worked that out yet? What's taken place in this trial sticks over the toxic sludge?
Look, that's beyond my remit, that question.
Yeah.
The thing is whether there actually will there be a Queensland Nickel when this matter is heard? Because, I mean, everything we heard from Clive's lawyers over here this week was that if the money didn't come in by Monday, this would be an administration, the refinery would be shut down and the jobs would be gone. So here we are on Wednesday, and the good news is those workers still have jobs, which is what we want to see. But it is hanging by a thread, whichever way you look at it. And a trial next year, or whenever it may be, is probably well down on their list of issues right now.
And the truth is that no business in Australia, no business, is allowed legally to trade if it's insolvent. So that must be something that the directors of that particular company, Queensland Nickel, and presumably the controlling interest, which would be Clive Palmer, must make absolutely certain from their own legal grounds, cannot be allowed to happen. So let's say, for example, Clive or whomever has asked the Queensland government for $40 million as a bailout, but the Australian Electoral Commission records going back to 2014, so we're only talking last year, show that Queensland Nickel donated $15.2 million to the Palmer United Party. How does that work in terms of logic?
Well, you can see how the Queensland government might have some reservations, you know, beyond just the philosophical question about whether government should be bailing out businesses.
Reservations, Paul? They should be running for the hills.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, bailing out, giving $40 million to a business which brought $15 million into a political rival, it's not a good look whichever way you cut it, is it?
I've got to say, and you can only feel very sympathetic for those people in Townsville who have gone along for the ride and maybe been conned along the way that there was a job there for them for a long period of time. Paul Garvey from the Australian newspaper, and of course we played you that grab last night from one of the workers who said the plant has basically fallen down around their ears. There's another real issue as well.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know. And you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.